This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. And we're all set. Hour number two, USA Prepares. I just heard the same news that you did. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The awe that I heard in the intonation about Dr. Jill Biden. And that the sitting president is ahead of Donald Trump in a poll. You believe any of that rubbish? Well, Dateline, July 12th. I'm sorry, July 10th, 2023. Babylon Bee. Quote, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. What began as a beautiful summer weekend in the popular Rehoboth Beach community collapsed into confusion and terror as the local police department was called to investigate a corpse that apparently washed up on the beach. Multiple eyewitnesses reported a horrifying sight, said Sergeant John Munyon in a briefing to the press. We were notified of what appeared to be a severely decomposed human male lying on the beach in broad daylight. We're currently investigating the reports and will provide more details when they become available. Stunned onlookers described the scene. We were just enjoying a beautiful day at the beach, said Rehoboth resident Ryan Earhart. My daughter started screaming. I looked up and I saw what clearly looked like a dead man reclining in a beach chair. He was as white as a sheet and showed no signs of life. In fact, he appeared to be dead for a very long time. Stringy hair, hollowed out features, really nasty. Parents attempted to cover the eyes of young children and lead them away from the gruesome sight. Someone said a doctor was seen near the body. But that turned out to be an old lady named Jill, who apparently only a pretend doctor. Sergeant Munyon continued, anyone information about this incident or why the Secret Service was guarding this corpse, please contact us. At the publishing time, wild rumors had begun to swirl that the corpse later stood up and stumbled off in the direction of an ice cream stand.
Oh, yeah.
End quote.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't help it.
We really, really are. These people think they run the show. That's a terrible.
Well, for right now, they do. And during the break, I was thinking, yes. I was listening to this news, and I don't know what happened to the news, but they replaced the previous announcers with some other announcers, and it seems like the other announcers have this positive image of the current regime. But what came to my mind is, imagine that the supply chain is broken. Imagine that sunlight is being disrupted. Imagine that we're having floods and droughts. Imagine the weather is out. They have lost control of the weather. The normal cycles of weather are gone. Farmers can't make decisions because they can't count on the weather reports. They can't count on the climate being the traditional climate. We can't count on supplies. We can't count on leadership in the administration so we all know what direction to pull. So, but praise the Lord, we got a Bible-carrying, church-going guy at the lead. We've got Joe Biden. So everything will be just great. I'm only kidding, of course. Imagine. Imagine if you had to pick someone to fix this. Would it be Joe? Would it be Donald Trump? Would it be somebody else? The real answer is, there's nobody. There's nobody who has the necessary knowledge base, the necessary strength of conviction, the moral compass, the freedom from being bribed and threatened and blackmailed and paid off. There's nobody, in my opinion. There's nobody to lead us out of this mess that Joe has been involved in for about 50 years. He knows more about how government works than probably any other person because he's been at the trough for about 50 years. He is the problem. He's not part of the problem. He is the problem. Those like him. I suppose the Secret Service is going to be at the gate in about 3 minutes. I don't wish him any harm. I just wish he would pay attention, and I wish he would obey the law. And I wish he would put America first. That's what I think would be a good thing to do. I wish each one of the leaders of each country would have a moral compass and put their country first. Really. If the United States of America were a ship, it would be that the captain would say, y'all start drilling a hole in the bottom because we got to let more water in to sink us. That's what this is like. Correct me if I'm wrong, class. Correct me if I'm wrong. Gwyneth, fires in China, you want to talk about that?
That's absolutely what they're doing. Yeah, China. There's a holiday that they have in China once a year, and that's on the 1st of July, kind of like their national day. It's the day when the Chinese Communist Party celebrates their victory over the Kuomintang, which was the opposition that was capitalist but didn't want to be communist, but wanted to be like Hong Kong and Singapore that day. You know, back in the day when Hong Kong was not communist. And the Chinese Communist Party, through skullduggery, came the Kuomintang and booted them out of China and would have killed them, but they fled to Taiwan, the island that's off the coast of China. And the Kuomintang set up a government in exile in Taiwan and developed that country into what it has become today. But this year, there's been a number of factory fires in China, and they've been July the 1st. It's like the people working, it seems as if it was the Chinese people themselves. And maybe they lost their tempers. I don't know who lit the fires, actually, but I'm speculating that it was the people, perhaps, who even worked in the factories or that lived around the factories that were just fed up with these factories being there that were making things like electronic vehicles and dodgy silicone sealers that had all sorts of toxins in them and all this sort of thing. And they're just, the factories went up in smoke. And they were going up in smoke on and around the 1st of July, which is the Chinese National Day. The day when they all have big parades and celebrations and all the rest of it. And yay, we won! We booted those dirty capitalists out. You know, let's go and build a whole lot of factories and engage the whole country in slave labor and take over the whole world through our capitalistic, communistic slave labor economy, which is basically what the Chinese Communist Party's done in the intervening years, and yet they still call themselves communists. So they call them, actually they call themselves communist with Chinese characteristics. And they're the very worst of what China has to offer. Because, you know, China is a remarkable country. It's got one of the world's largest alphabets. And it's got something like 10,000 letters in its alphabet, little pictograms, and every one of them means a separate word in and of itself. And you can't even read the newspaper unless you know at least 5,000 of these pictograms, little Chinese characters. And when the CCP came in, they got rid of the whole Chinese writing system and introduced a whole new writing system, which they call simplified Chinese. So if you go on, like, Microsoft Word, they'll have traditional Chinese as one of the fonts, and they'll have simplified Chinese. Well, the traditional Chinese is what they still use in places like Singapore and, you know, Hong Kong until recently. But you go to China, and it's a whole other alphabet. This is what the Chinese Communist Party's done. They've killed 100 million of their own people since they took power, since they seized power from the Kuomintang. They've killed 100 million of their own people by their own admissions. And then they wonder why on the Chinese National Day a bunch of their factories go up in smoke. And it's all being covered up by the media. And but if you go and search Chinese factory fire 2023, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. And I think I sent you the videos, didn't I, Vincent? And these factory fires, that EV factories, mate, and in the lithium battery department, these fires are burning hot and they can't be put out. It's just absolutely jaw-dropping. And the clouds, they're like mushroom clouds. And they're burning so hot and so furious, and the smoke billowing like you would not believe. Just that you can see the air currents billowing through these clouds. They're like vortexes of superheated gases blowing around inside the smoke, and you can see it. It's just amazing. And the thing is that somebody's just had enough, is what I'm saying. And the Chinese are trying to put on this air of confidence for the whole world. And their country's falling apart more quickly than any of our countries are. That's the simple truth of it. I don't hate the Chinese people. I feel very, very sorry for the Chinese people. I actually really, really like China. I read I Ching. I do I Ching readings as a part of my work as a psychic. And I've studied the Chinese classics, The Art of War. It's an amazing book. It's profound. And you read that and your wisdom goes through the roof with regards to conflict. But the Chinese people have really had enough. They hate their government. And actually only about 20% of the people are members of the Chinese Communist Party. But they are the ones who run the show. And it's so sad and it's so tragic. And it's just that they're destroying their own country.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rejoiner so long. Okay, very good. So you've all heard this name of a bank. It's called HSBC. HSBC. And if you look at their logo, it kind of looks like the underbelly of a black widow spider. As a matter of fact, it's red. And do you ever wonder what HSBC stands for? Well, I know. It stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. And I don't exactly want to say why I know about them, but I do. And there was a bank by the name of Marine Midland Bank. And originally it was founded in 1850. Over 100 years ago. And in the 1980s, Marine Midland was, is headquartered in Buffalo, New York. It had the tallest building in Buffalo, New York. I've been there. I've been inside the bank. I've been inside the bank many, many times at the upper level of management level within that bank. As a matter of fact, I used to fly in to the airport, and I was picked up, just me, by the Marine Midland Bank limousine. They would pick me up at the airport and take me right to the front door of Marine Midland Bank. I was not a customer. I was a guy who designed computer systems. And this bank was really highly regarded. Hundreds of branches throughout New York State. Marine Midland Bank. It was acquired by Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation in 1980. And Marine Midland changed its name to HSBC Bank in USA in 1999. There is no more Marine Midland Bank. It's one of the oldest banks in the United States. No more. And Marine Midland was absorbed, acquired by HSBC, which is one of the largest global banks in the world. And they have, I think, about 7,000 employees in communist China. So Marine Midland Bank is no more. HSBC is not even an American company. How about that? So when these smiling, talking, bald-headed shills on these financial programs talk about HSBC, that's not even a U.S. company. But do they tell you that? Do they refer to it as Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, or do they just refer to it as HSBC? What I'm saying is, it's not like they're overtly lying to us. They're just not telling us. But you heard it here. Gwyneth?
Yeah, they're not even actually a Chinese bank. They are a City of London Globalist Bank, the bank. They started out as a money laundering operation. This is not speculation. This is not my opinion. This is history. That the British elites used to launder their opium money when they were trading opium in China. And they went in and they strong-armed the Chinese imperial government at that time to allow the trade, to allow them to import opium into China. For the and the reason why that the British government wanted to do that was with the express purpose of weakening the phenomenal work ethic of the Chinese people. That's why they did it. Get them all stoned on opium, and they won't raise a finger to have any resistance to the British Empire coming in and taking over their country. Nobody disputes this history. That's what went on. And the people who were doing the money laundering for the drug trade was the Hong
Kong. It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest, where a heat wave that could be the longest on record is bearing down on Phoenix. Daytime highs in Arizona's largest metro area have been in triple digits every day for almost a month. Dangerously hot weather is forecast to lock in over a big stretch of Nevada later this week and into the weekend. Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. Ukrainian President Zelensky has been pressing NATO members for a clear timeline for when his country can join NATO.
Well, speak today and fight for these its security guarantees for Ukraine on the way to NATO.
Zelensky attending the NATO meeting in Lithuania. He will meet with President Biden Wednesday. The consumer price index is up just slightly for the month of June. New data released Wednesday morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that inflation is up just 0.2% for the month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This can be sliding.
Honor today's hot.
Keep it.
You've got your. Take my.
When you go,
be for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we mentioned that things are getting worse. And there's a report of husband and wife driving to work in Fort Worth, Texas, or near Fort Worth, Texas. And this just happened. And so there was a car that was driving slowly in the right lane, and they used the left lane to pass. And there was a gesture made. The driver with his wife, the driver flipped off, gave the finger to another driver. And ultimately, the driver's wife, the guy who flipped off the other driver, his wife was shot in the back of the head and died. So is it worth it? Is it worth it, saying is what I think of you, and giving somebody the finger and ultimately getting shot makes no sense, right? So would that husband have, if he knew the outcome, would he have given that other driver the bird? Would he have done it? Probably not. It's kind of late for that. So what I'm saying is, I've been in situations like that. I've been in situations where people come up on my tail and kind of show me they're going to push me off the road when I'm driving appropriately. Well, what I do is I apply mini max regret. What's my maximum regret? Somebody's going to shoot me. So I just get out of their way. And I let them continue on driving aggressively out of my way. That's what I do. I don't give people the bird. It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all, because obviously they're nuts to begin with, or they wouldn't be driving like that. So that's what I do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that's what I do. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. You've got to... It says it in the Bible, be as wise as serpents and as innocent as a dove. That's what you're going to be. And it's a pretty fine balance to walk. You know? But we've got to be like that. We've got to... we've got to be well directed in these coming times. It's not an option, because not being well directed is going to lead to you failing, and you failing could very well result in you dying. This is you know, generic you, not any specific you. But that's just how it is. You've got to, we're heading into the most dangerous times that you could possibly imagine. Mad Max, Apocalypse, Book of Revelation, all rolled into one. That is where we're headed. And you have got to be aware of what you're doing. You've got to have your own food supply. You've got to have your own water supply. You've got to have your own energy supply, and that means probably solar panels with either nickel ion batteries, or I'm grown to quite like the sealed gel batteries. I quite like them because they're not too expensive at the moment, and for a small 12-volt solar electric system, they are durable, they're memory-free, they're easy to set up, you can install them in your house, they don't outgas, so you don't have to deal with a whole lot of hydrogen gases, you don't have to top them up, and they last for many, 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 many years. And, but that's only one sort of energy. Then you've got wood. Where are you going to get wood? That means that you've got to have land to grow your wood on. That means you've got to have a woodlot. That means you've got to have a farm. And if you have not started this project by now, you better get your tail into gear, because you're seriously running out of time. You know, I've got 20 acres of eucalyptus forest, and I'm going to have to put more trees in now. Just so that in a few years' time that I have firewood. And that's, I've got seeds on order. They're ready to be picked up. And that's going to happen sometime in the next few days. Acacia seeds and other tree legume seeds. Mesquite, Leucaena, Leucocephala, Tagasasti, tree seeds, and thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And also fodder species, mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. The mullein that I've chosen is the purple mullein, because it's perennial. And once you've got it sown, once you've got it going, in our climate, it keeps going. all year round. And it keeps producing fodder, and it produces seeds that your chickens can eat. You can plant it next to your lawn drop down the back, and you can pick the leaves, and you can use it to clean yourself up after you've used the lawn drop, the box down at the bottom of the garden. And that's the problem that people just aren't talking about. What are you going to do for toilet paper? Well, in the old days, people used to plant mullein around the long box drop. And they used to pick a leaf of mullein on the way in, and that's how they used to wipe themselves. And soap. What are you going to do for soap? Well, I found that there's a particular plant that grows well in our climate. It's called yucca. Y-U-C-C-A. Yucca elephantiae. And it has soap in actually all through the plant. The only part of the plant that doesn't have soap in it is the flower and the seeds and the seed pods. The whole rest of the plant contains soap. So you pick the yucca leaves and you get a mallet and you crush the yucca leaves with the mallet on like a wooden bowl or the side of the bath or whatever. And you scrunch them in some water, and it turns the water soapy because yucca leaves are full of saponins. They're full of soap. And this is what the American Indians used to use, and the Mexicans, the Guatemalans, and all, you know, Central Americans, and the Americans that live in the northern part of South America, that whole region, used to use the yuccas, the leaves of the yucca tree, for their soap. They used to wash themselves with it. They used to wash their hair with it. And it's a beautiful soap. It's amazing. But I don't know how well yuccas would grow at your place, Vincent. But they for a lot of people, it's going to be a good option. For you, maybe soapwort would be a better plant. Produce a soap. You get it, you crush it, you scrunch it up in some water and, you know, rub it in your hands in the water, and it makes soapy water. You can wash yourself. But people, they're not thinking of this. They're not thinking of how to do things without the supply chain. And the supply chain is going away as we speak. It's getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And, you know, and all it's going to take is one more shock, I think, and the whole thing's going to fall apart. You have building companies collapsing left, right, and center here in Victoria. You know, it's just dropping. And unemployment rate's going through the roof. And you've got a housing crisis. You've got the strangest situation where nobody can afford to buy a house, and yet the housing market hasn't collapsed. It's like Wile E. Coyote going off the side of the cliff and running in midair, you know, 500 feet up in the air with the highway below. That's what the housing like. It should have collapsed. Why isn't it collapsing? Well, my guess is BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street are pumping money in, buying up these properties, and preventing the housing market from collapsing, because no ordinary person out there can afford to pay $1 billion for a two-bedroom row house in poor condition that needs renovating. Nobody can do that. Are you crazy? That's insanity. And yet the housing market hasn't collapsed. And they're jacking up interest rates, and still it's not collapsing. It's like in a state of suspended animation. It's the craziest thing to see. It's just the only thing that could possibly be propping it up is money from the hedge funds, from BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and their ilk. That's the only possible reason. And Chinese and Indians coming in and buying up the properties is the other reason why. I think, but what's happening to the ordinary Americans and the ordinary Australians who just want to have somewhere to live, just want to have a life? You know, I thank God every day, and I thank my cousin Barbara every single day that, you know, that she was able to help me, and that's why I've got my own farm. And she was an department store executive. You know, she's passed on now. God rest her soul in peace. But not, you know, I had one of my friends say to me, well, you've got to be aware, Gwyneth, not everybody's got a cousin Barbara. And I went, you're absolutely right. If you're not in that situation, you're going to have to do the best you can. And it may well be setting up a campsite on some public land and learning how to forage, learning how to hunt, learning how to fish, and becoming a nomad. That may well be your only option for having a future. And it's not much of a future, but it's just, it's insanity. It's going to fall, it is falling apart.
When and you mentioned the building collapse. You mentioned building collapse.
Yep.
Now, what we're talking about, class, not buildings falling down per se, but the building industry. So imagine that you want to build a new home, and you go to the bank and you say, I've got this down payment, I've got 10%, I want to borrow 90%, I'd like to build a house, I found the builder, and you start construction. And the builder starts construction, the basement gets excavated, the framing starts, there's no roof yet, the walls are partially studded, and then the builder goes out of business. That's what you're talking about, right? All over Victoria.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Find a lot of information on the internet very difficult to believe. So, I looked up the average electric bill during the break. As of November 20th, 2021. So that's, you know, a little over a year and a half ago. There's a report that says the average monthly electric bill is $117 a month. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I mean, really. For New York State, $110. For Washington, D.C., $89 a month. Do you believe that the average electric bill in Washington, D.C. for a home is $89 a month? Do you believe it? Here in Missouri, they say it's $115. I don't know anybody who has a $115 electric bill, except maybe us, and we generate almost all of our electricity from the sun. So ours is, you know, sometimes it's maybe 30-something dollars with 27 of that being the meter charge. But other than those who generate their own electricity, do you believe that California, the average electric bill is $117? I don't believe it for a second. What I'm saying is you just can't believe everything that you hear, see, read, or watch in the media. And don't believe anything that we say as well. Gwyneth, your children have an electric bill. Do you want to share with us what that is?
Yeah, $500 a month for their household.
Mm-hmm. So are they living in the lap? Are they living in the lap? Are they living in the lap of luxury? Do they have an electric heated swimming pool or a swimming pool or air conditioning? Do they have, you know, those kinds of things?
They have a normal suburban house, 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom, no swimming pool. They have a lot of tech devices like computers and TVs and that sort of thing, but no more than anyone else would, really. And it's absolutely jaw-dropping. And I actually went on a, I'm a member of a living on a low income Facebook group. Okay. So living on a low income Australia Facebook group. And I'm not going to give out the exact name of the group, but there's groups like that out there on Facebook and they're quite interesting. You get a lot of interesting information and hints and tips and all of that through these groups. And I put out a survey. I mentioned that I had a radio show and gave out the number and said, if anyone wants to call in, then they can. This is the number. This is when I'll be on air. And, you know, you can talk to Gwyneth and Vince. And we haven't had any calls. But I mentioned that. And I said, how much are you all paying for your electrical bill a month? And I would say the average would have been about $300 to $400 a month. That would have been what most people are paying in Australia for their electrical bills. And there were a few outliers at either end. I think there was somebody was paying $600, and there was one or two people who were paying like $87 a month for their electrical bill. And if anybody is living in Victoria, the best company for the lowest prices seems to be Alinta. That's A-L-I-N-T-A. So if you are listening on air or on the archives and you want a better deal for your electrical account, they have multiple electrical retailers here in Victoria. And you can change your electrical retailer more or less with the click of a mouse button. And I would say Alinta has the best deal, because the people who are paying $100 or less per month on their electrical bill, they all seem to have accounts with Alinta. But there were other people, and some of these people had like five children, six children in their household, you know, and it's absolutely jaw-dropping that there's a lot of people out there. The average electrical bill per month seems to be $300 to $400 per month. That seems to be the average. Is that amazing, Vincent?
Those numbers seem to jive with what I have found out. $300 a month, $400 a month, somewhere in there is typical. Not $100 a month. That's nuts. Or $117. That's not right. You are correct, Gwyneth. And, you know, if I had the ability to change electrical providers, I would in a heartbeat. I would, because those guys at Laclede Electric forced me to have a smart meter. I didn't want one. They threatened me with arrest if I didn't move out of their way while they installed a smart meter on our farm. I should have gotten out the bulldozer and shown them the door.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.